It's Mornings with Dave, Doreen, and Gino on Milwaukee's Hometown Rock.
96.5 KLH, thank you very much for listening to the Morning KLH. We always appreciate that. Joining us right now from Beloit, Wisconsin, one of the funniest comedians
in Beloit.
And his dad.
One of the funniest in Beloit.
In Beloit. Fred, would you like to introduce your special guest today?
Ladies and gentlemen, in the studio with us, number 23, in the studio, Gus Klett!
Well, it's great to be here.
It's Fred's son, Gus.
Yeah. Okay. Frederick Gustin Klett IV.
Gus, what kind of dad is your dad? Is he the disciplinarian? Is he the tough one? Is he the one you go to solve problems? Is he the wise sage of the home? Who is he?
I'd probably go all of the above on that.
Okay.
You'd be surprised to hear on the disciplinarian part, too.
No way.
Really?
Yeah. I'm a little surprised by that.
I'm very surprised by that.
Yeah.
Disciplinarian.
Right. Oh, yeah. There's a list. It's clean your room and then ready for inspection. You have to say ready for inspection.
Wow.
And then he comes in and checks it. And of course, it's not clean enough.
Well, you're forgetting, though. You had to stand at attention when I came in.
That's true. Yeah. Uh-huh. Stand at attention, comes in, checks, not clean enough.
Don't forget the saluting.
Truthfully, though, Gus is the one. Gus, are you not of your brothers? You're the one that actually would go to most of your dad's shows. I mean, you went to more than your other brothers did. And you'd go down to Chicago to see him. And so comedy's always kind of been in the family, in your blood.
Yeah, no, I probably have seen his show more than anyone, I think.
I think you have.
Yeah.
Except for your mom. She's seen his show for so many decades.
Every day. Yeah.
Difference is I asked to go see my dad's show.
And Gus, you have to be growing up, thinking, looking up to somebody with that Klett name, and your Uncle Jeff Klett, probably one of the funniest people we've had on this show.
We've always wondered why he wasn't the comedian.
You beat us to that because, no, seriously, if you ask Gus, who's your funniest uncle, Uncle Jeff comes out real fast, and then they look at me like, we don't know why they pay you and not him.
Well, you just take his jokes. That's what they are.
Well, no, if you talk to Jeff, he'll tell you that.
Yeah. Well, no, the other thing is, didn't you say that he was known growing up just for mumbling?
Oh yeah,
you're the one that can understand him.
We laugh because we understand Jeff talk, but a lot of times when he speaks really fast, you just look at each other and you'll look at people outside the family and they have that look on their face like, what the heck was that? Was that German?
Now, Gus, you've been on these cruises with your dad where he works so hard. He does one show, but what does he do in the downtime? And the way I understand it, 97.9% of it's downtime. So what does he do?
He's one of those guys who complains about there's not enough content on Netflix.
Okay.
There's not enough Hulu content.
Already, that is funnier than anything your dad has ever said on this show. Gus, that
He's
is hilarious.
Yeah.
Can't watch anything.
I don't know why you guys are laughing.
Because that's a true statement. What about, do you hearken back to those days of old when maybe your dad took you guys camping? Or like, what dad memories do you have?
Yeah, my favorite dad memories, he used to give us hockey advice. But he never played hockey. And this wasn't like after the game. This was during the game in the stands. So we in hockey, we call him shoot the puck guys. He's one of those guys that yells from the stands, shoot the puck. As if he knows when you should shoot the puck.
But that's the main goal, right? Fred, I got you on this because I never played baseball.
Shoot the puck.
Yeah, well, shoot the puck guy.
The other thing I liked yelling at him too was skate hard.
There you go.
You know, there's something that you don't think about when you're on the ice.
Right.
Well, as you know, as the dad of kids or boys who pitched, I always loved it sitting in the stands when dads would yell, "Throw a strike."
Yeah. It's so simple.
It is. Yeah. It's so easy.
That's what Throw you're a there strike. To do.
So he was shoot the puck guy. He
but
was
shoot the puck
but
guy,
these
yeah.
guys after the game when I would give them my thoughts.
Oh my God.
On the game. And then, like, just that look right there that you saw.
Right. He's shaking his head.
You know, they're just biding time until you're done, and they're not going to take anything you say.
No.
Because the respect factor is not there. And I don't understand why they would not take advice from a dad who got cut from Little League 3 years in a row.
I'm sorry, man. I'm having trouble concentrating. You're wearing a...
I know.
He's got a headband, and then he's got a camera in the middle of it.
Yeah, GoPro.
Which is like a totally... Yeah. And that's got to be Gus's GoPro, right? Because do you actually own a GoPro?
No, I bought it from Gus because he wanted to get the new model.
And he gave me a good deal. You're all over social media now.
Headphones on. You look like you're trying to reach
land a
Mars.
Plane. I think he's trying to land a plane. Know. That's what he's doing. So this is the best part. Gino says to Fred, "So are you gonna
Facebook Live? We're
going live on Facebook with this." And Fred's like, "I don't know.
Well, can I do that?"
You know what's sad is Gino doesn't realize he just joined the Fred Klett team
because as the Facebook guy,
he's going to be working with me.
Hey.
On getting on Facebook with this kind of stuff. And Gino, welcome to the team.
Yeah, it's an honor. It is an honor and a thrill.
Listen, we can't really pay you right now, but you get lots of candy.
So how much time does your dad give you on stage?
I'm probably going to go 15 to 20.
Okay. All
right. And then, yeah.
Now, how does this work? Do you start or does he start or how does it go?
Wait, tell him what I said, though. 15 to 20, but if you're really doing well, when you hit the Yankee pretty... off early.
Yeah, I might
get
yanked
no
off.
Upstaging your dad.
15 or 20, unless you're funny. If he gets 7 minutes, if you're funny.
No, backstage, my son's on stage doing great. And I'm backstage going, get him off the stage.
What happens, though, if, like, let's just say, for example, Gus is crushing it, and they're laughing so hard, and you're thinking, what a great audience, and then they don't laugh that much at you. They're not that great of an audience.
You have just put into words exactly what my brothers are hoping will happen.
Gus, your brothers, are they funny like you?
They think they are.
Okay. All right. Good. And you are in the middle?
Yes.
All right. Are you the typical middle child?
I feel like I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I did move away from everyone, so maybe I guess that makes me the middle child.
No,
but that was to pursue comedy.
Yes.
See? Yeah.
So wait, you had to move away from your dad, the comedian,
yes,
to go to pursue comedy.
So like you couldn't find comedy anywhere.
That's right. You might
You had to find it somewhere. Okay.
And I did a little research. I put Gus in the old internet search machine, and he has something in common with Gwyneth Paltrow, Nora Jones, Jane Fonda, Kiefer Sutherland.
Oh, man, that's a prestigious list there.
Kids all more famous than their parents.